Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Sam McIntosh. On today's program, I'm talking with U.S. Representative for Iowa's 3rd District, Cindy Axne. The biggest headline in Congress for this month's conversation is the announcement of the House's impeachment inquiry following President Trump's phone call with the Ukrainian president. Why do you think this phone call prompted the House to start impeachment proceedings?
Well, let's take a step back to when I was sworn into office and when all of the members of Congress were sworn into office. I took an oath under God to support and defend the Constitution of the United States. And what we're talking about right now is the president using his position in the Oval Office to pressure a foreign leader to investigate a political opponent. That is a clear abuse of power, a violation of the Constitution. And this is something that the president freely admitted, that he sought Ukrainian interference in the 2020 election. That undermines America's national security. It's a betrayal of the American people. It limits the integrity of our government and the ability for us to have clean, secure elections. And quite honestly, in the end, this is about our national security and the impact that this decision has made. In no way, shape, or form should a president of any country ever be asking another president or a high-level official in any country to dig up dirt on their opponent for their political gain. What that does is put our country in jeopardy. It creates a sense of beholdenness between the two countries for a purpose that's not beneficial to the citizens. It's only beneficial to one man. And that is exactly what our founding fathers wrote the Constitution for and structured our government in the way that it was, so that we could ensure that we kept a clean democracy, that we protected our republic, and that no one was above the law.
There's many steps to the impeachment process. When do you expect impeachment articles to be brought to a full House vote?
Yeah, so it's really interesting. This impeachment process isn't far off from a standard way that we would push a bill through the House. So it's in committee right now. It's sitting with the Intelligence Committee. I'd like to point out to everybody that while the Intelligence Committee addresses this issue, I'm doing the work for the people just like every other House member, every other Democratic House member in the country. I'm back here addressing the issues of renewable fuel standard waivers, cost of prescription drugs, making sure that folks have opportunity so that as the inquiry goes on in Washington. So, you know, what happens is they're in a committee hearing. They ask the questions of the witnesses who have been identified as a part of this issue. They will then basically create articles of impeachment if they find that that's what has happened, that the president should be impeached. They will create basically a resolution, just like we do with any other law, but it'll be articles of impeachment. Then those would have to be voted on the floor. If it's voted yes out of the House, that means then it goes to a trial in the Senate. So that's, you know, kind of the next step where things would be. I know that we do not want to make this the only thing that people think we're focused on. The priority is still addressing the issues for the people, so we'll be doing this very expeditiously. The chairman of the Intelligence Committee already has it moving very quickly to address an issue that's of grave importance to our country. Anytime that our national security is at risk, we need to get to the bottom of it quickly. So we expect to see this done very soon. This does not take away from the work that we're doing for the people in this country.
And with that, kind of pivoting to other legislation that you've been working on, you recently introduced a bill that tackles African swine fever. What does this piece of legislation entail?
Sure. Well, as we all know, unfortunately, our agriculture community is being hurt a lot right now with the trade war that this president can't seem to finalize, of course, with the renewable fuel standard waivers. And if we have African swine fever hit the shores of this country, I'm not sure what will happen to our agriculture community. It would be devastating. There is no cure for African swine fever. You can only prevent it. So our best defense is to prevent it from hitting our shores. So my bill, in conjunction with colleague Republican Jim Baird out of Indiana, who also is a large pork production state, crafted a bill to increase the numbers of agriculture inspectors in Customs and Border Patrol to ensure that we don't let any product into the United States that could carry this. This can be carried on clothing, it can be carried in fertilizer, it can be carried in food products. So we need to up this, and this would be a bill that increases that amount every single year till we get up to the level that we need by over 240 folks per year. So you know, it's going to help us keep our agriculture community safe from the straw that could break the camel's back.
When would you expect a floor vote for this bill?
Well, you know, it's a bipartisan bill. I'm hoping that we can move it quickly. Obviously, I just introduced it, so it's got, it's got to move through committee and then onto the floor. As I mentioned, we're going to be doing business as usual. So I hope that since this is a bipartisan piece and it really does, you know, impact a vulnerable community right now, agriculture with everything it's facing, that folks will see that this is something that needs to move quickly.
And you recently introduced a bill called the Update Act. What is this about and why did you find it important to support?
So as a matter of fact, I did a healthcare roundtable yesterday, and one of the issues we talked about was surprise billing. So this Update Act addresses the issue of surprise billing with insurance companies. We have many things that we need to address with the Affordable Care Act and making sure that we can provide affordable quality care to everybody. But in this particular case, what we're trying to do, instead of putting onus on the consumer for ensuring that a provider is in their network, the onus is back on the insurance company, which is where it should be. What we've seen, people who have believed that there has been a specialist or a doctor within their network because that was what was listed on the website, in the company's insurance company's materials, as well as when they call in and talk with somebody from the company that they've said, yes, they're on the list. Well, there's no requirement for insurance companies to update their list. So people, in many cases, end up choosing a doctor who's no longer in the network. Then they get hit with a bill for hundreds, sometimes thousands of dollars that they can't afford. And quite honestly, you know, that's their responsibility to take care of it. So this puts the onus back on the insurance companies where it should be to update their records and ensure that anybody in their network is actually in their network so that Iowans don't see surprise bills that they can't afford.
So to wrap up our conversation today, anything else you want to share as you're in a district work period here in Iowa?
Well, I'll be out doing my 16-county tour, making sure that I address the needs that people in this district are facing. Please come out and see me. I'd love to hear from you. My job is to represent Iowans, and I do that job by coming out and listening to your concerns and taking those back with me to D.C. So come on out. We'd love to see you.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program with U.S. Representative for Iowa's 3rd District, Cindy Axne. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at raccoonvalleyradio.com.